story.
We want it been.
Welcome to episode 176 of the Smugglers Galaxy podcast, your favorite Star Wars podcast for smugglers in the galaxy. I'm Glenn, and with me as always is Jason. Jason, how Hello. Are you this morning?
I'm here. How are you?
I am good.
I am good, too. I am well. I love the energy at the start of this one.
Dude, we'll be fine. We'll be fine here. Start slow. There are some where we start slow and then boom, like you get lit up about something or whatever, yep. You know, and we good. We always pull it out at the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said. Anyway.
Moving on.
How was your week? How's your week going?
It was good. It's busy. Always busy. Busy for the next 112 days.
Not like you've got a big ass event to plan in 4 months.
112 days as of this recording. plenty to do.
Yeah, we hung out last Sunday and painted stuff.
Arts and crafts
for the event. So that was kind of fun. With me, you, and Ryan. And yeah, it was a fun afternoon. So it's getting more and more real.
Yeah, it is.
My swag came in, which is freaking incredible. I can't believe it took me that long to make that awesome piece of swag. So,
It's like obnoxiously in your face.
Exactly, but it's totally me and Mandy, so it's perfect.
It's perfect.
And I can't believe how fast that stuff came in because you had sent me a piece of art that wouldn't work on the piece on what I wanted, and then they wanted to charge me more money. So then you redid the art, and I was like, I'm just going to cancel it and resubmit it. So they're like, no, just resubmit the art and we'll fix it. You know, that way you don't have to cancel the order. And they ended up calling me and they were like, well, you owe us $30 more. I'm like, I'm not paying the $30 because I redid the art to make it work to where I didn't have to pay the extra money. And then they're like, oh, okay. Then you'll have it on the 26th. I'm like, all right, no big deal. Then I get a shipping notification like the next day and they're in my driveway Thursday.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it looks like they came from Japan, but I can't tell, you know, it's like, did they come from Japan but the phone number I got was from Houston. So it's like, do they have a U.S. base and then build everything in Japan or what? I just don't know. But
I just got a shipping notification that the commemorative posters, which we'll announce in a couple of weeks in the group page, are going to arrive today. So
nice.
One less thing to worry about.
Yeah,
as they say in Hamilton.
It was funny because I didn't want Mandy to see the piece of swag that we got. So I was, I hid the box that they came in or bag that they came in. So I was using the swag and she just kind of took her like 5 minutes to realize it because it's that obnoxious, but obnoxiously awesome in the same breath.
Awesome. Yeah, I got my swag files ready to go. I just gonna wait till the end of the month to buy them. I couldn't figure out what to do. I always feel like the best kind of swag is useful swag,
mm-hmm.
but there's other people doing things that are obvious and anything else is like more expensive. I'm trying to be generic on purpose, sorry, genetic. But yeah, I'm trying to find something that's useful. And in the end, I was just like, I'm just going to do something different. It's not useful. I'm sure 50% of them will end up in the trash, but it's something different, so I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, so I'm sure we'll announce it here in the next coming weeks what our swag was, but yeah, it's fun. I do plan on bringing some of them to New Orleans with me because trade at the Chewbacca's parade. We'll see what happens.
How many did you order?
150. If I
That's about
bring
how many
10,
people.
huh?
Oh, you're gonna bring 10. I thought you were gonna bring like 70 or something.
No, I'm gonna bring like 10.
Okay.
I'm not gonna bring a whole bunch. And besides, who, I don't think anybody, everybody may not want that.
Yeah. But
Yeah.
it'll be a good time.
Be a good time.
Having
Did you pick
nothing
anything
but
up?
a good time.
Tell me. How can I resist? Ain't looking for nothing.
I after we recorded last week, I went up to that retro toy shop. I might go again today because they're closing their store. And everything was 50% off, and I did pick up a couple Action Fleet pieces. They have the battle packs, which were like unique. They're almost the same size. They're like 6x9. They're about the same size as a vintage card or a vintage collection card. But they have little micro figures in it. Some of them had like a Bantha. Some of them had a Dewback.
Like
This
a
one,
Bantha.
yeah, I got two of them. One of them I think had the Bantha. I think it was the Bantha and Dr. Cornelius, a bunch of Cantina aliens and a Sand Trooper. So I picked that one up. And then I also picked up number 16, which is the Black Landspeeder. I never picked this one up as a kid, and I don't have these figures. Aunt Beru, Uncle Owen, one of the droids, and then Luke Skywalker looking through his binoculars from the deleted scene up at the Star Destroyer. The cool
Nice.
thing about that number 16 is that it's a later release. So if you know the Action Fleet mini battle packs, they're kind of like a one card that's been folded up to make like a piece where you can just set it up on its own and it'll stand on its own.
Yeah.
And then later in the line, they decided to save on cardboard, I assume. And so it's just a sheet where they just glue the bubble on. So it's later in the line. It's one that I don't have. I'm excited to get that. But then the other piece I picked up was the transforming playset, the Darth Vader's lightsaber that transforms into the Trench Run. It's a Micro Machine piece. It was released in 97. And the cool thing about this, like, there's just like if this was a Kenner piece, this would be worth lots of money. It's a later release, it's a unique package. It was only available for a short window. I've never seen one in this good condition. Typically, when I see that that piece, it's in a different packaging, the original packaging, and those are plentiful. So to find one that's hard to find in good condition, I grabbed that and was smiling on my way out.
Yeah, that's about all the Star Wars stuff they had was a bunch of was all their Micro Machine stuff when I went. So I didn't see anything else.
If I could, I would have bought everything.
Maybe you should have.
Bought the whole stock. I don't have the money for that.
Yeah, maybe
But
you should have just been like, here, I'll make you a deal.
I think I want to go back and grab their TIE Interceptors because there was two releases of the TIE Interceptor and one was much darker than the other one.
Right.
And now that I have the photo sample, I feel like I actually kind of want both of them.
Do it.
Possibly the photo sample. It's an early hard copy, like I've said before. But yeah, I want that, and so I might go back up there today.
Right. Well, maybe you'll have a report.
Maybe. Maybe in a couple of
Maybe.
weeks, because we're gonna have to record a double again.
Yeah, because somebody's going to go to New Orleans.
Nolans.
I'm in vacation mode. It's kind of weird because we haven't left yet. We're taking a couple of days and then we'll leave. And yeah, it's kind of weird still being in town and being on vacation. It'll be fun. I have not picked up anything.
Question.
I know this was your question. Sorry. Yeah, I don't think I've stuff come in. I did get that Bill and Ted shipper that came in. I've been looking for stuff, but I don't know why I'm still looking for the Micro Galaxy stuff. I'm slowly, we've been watching that line go downhill, and it just continues to go downhill. Everybody's discontinue or discounting it, so it's kind of disappointing to see. But like the fudge, the Imperial shuttle, the shuttle that's going, somebody's posted that for like $9. I'm like, if I could
Where?
find it at a Walmart somewhere, it's really weird because Target is looking like they're doing getting ready to do a reset because their toy aisles are very thin right now.
Yeah, they usually do that in the spring.
So I think they're getting ready to do a reset where Walmart kind of, it feels like Walmart holds on to their stuff a lot longer than Target does. Target's like, if it's not selling, get it out of here, where Walmart's like, I don't care. It just fills my shelves. So Walmart feels like Walmart's got a lot more stuff, you know, from like series one and stuff. So, but now, you know, I guess my point is that with Walmart starting to discount the stuff, you could tell it feels like the line's going to disappear here soon.
I don't know.
We'll see. I was also, I saw, because they have the Jazzwares has the micro machines, like the cars.
Yeah.
And they did a Transformers set, and it's a blind box too. So they love doing blind boxes for like the $5, $6 range.
Really? They have micro machine Transformers now?
Yeah.
That the micro machine, it's a micro machine, right?
Yes.
That whole line has been licensed by Hasbro to Jazzwares to produce.
Okay. But so, I mean, Jazzwares is the one that's making it. So
yeah,
them doing blind boxes is not that odd.
So Hasbro was able to license it out because it's their property, maybe? I don't know. I was wondering for the longest time if they had sold off the Micro Machines line to Jazzwares or not. But on the back, it says fully licensed by Hasbro. So that's the story there. But
don't know. It's interesting. It's weird how all that the licensing and stuff works. But maybe they just, you know, good for Jazzwares if they can get that stuff going.
Yeah.
Anything else fun and exciting?
I got some news.
Yeah, it was a kind of a big news week.
Do you remember back in December when I reported that Jeff Schneider from the Hot Mic podcast said that season 4 of The Mandalorian was going to be a movie?
Yes.
And then do you remember a week later, someone came back and said that he was working from dated information and it's not going to be a movie, it's going to be season 4?
Yes.
Well, this week, Lucasfilm came out and said that Mandalorian and Grogu is going to go into production this year, 2024, to become a movie. The Variety went in a little bit more and said it's unclear where the upcoming film will fit into the timeline of the live-action series, which has aired 3 seasons, is in currently development on the 4th. So it seems like both were true, that a movie is coming and season 4 is in development as well.
Yes. Yeah. Do you want to get into that? Yeah, we can get into it. So
yeah.
I and then also let's talk Ahsoka, because I think I want to lump all 3 of these in, and this could be our topic for this episode.
Well, let me
talk about Ahsoka if you want, or is there another, finish your news, and then I want to talk about,
we could talk about it.
Ahsoka.
Yeah,
and Mando, when we get through with the news.
Deep in the release, it said that the 3 other films are still in development. The one by James Mangold. What's her name? Chinoy. I didn't write it down. I'm working from memory. Excuse me. And then Dave Filoni. But it also mentioned in the bottom of the press release, very quietly, Filoni is working on Ahsoka Season 2. And if I'm not mistaken, that's the first official announcement of the show.
Yeah. Well, that, and he posted a really awesome drawing of Sabine and Ahsoka on the father's finger.
Yep.
I'm just like, oh.
To finish the news, because this is all I have, Jon Favreau is the director and is probably writing. The release only mentioned that Favreau was directing, but I'm sure he's writing since he's written every other episode almost. No word whether Pedro Pascal is coming back, but he wants to be a movie star. That's the word on the street, is that Pedro wants to be a movie star. And so to have The Mandalorian on the big screen, I think it'd be a good chance for him to take off the helmet at some point in the movie.
Right. Colorful
commentary, go.
I mean, Pedro Pascal, all he needs to show up, if he's going to show up and take his mask off, take the helmet off, he just has to show up one day or do it while he's recording the lines. You know, it's not like he needs to be there for the whole movie. He could show up for a week, record his lines, do a couple of face shots, and be done with it.
Yeah,
So go ahead.
he's in the middle of filming The Last of Us season two, and then the
Well,
word on the
rumor
sh
has it, I don't think he's going to be in that show very long.
No.
I never played the video game, but that's what everybody's saying. He's not going to be in it too long.
But it's my understanding they're breaking that last video game up into two seasons. So he might be in the first half of the season, not the first half. He'll be in the second season, but then he won't be in the third season.
Gotcha.
But he's filming it right now. Word on the street is that he's gonna play Mr. Fantastic in the Fantastic Four. So yeah, if they could fit in a week worth of filming somewhere and get the Pedro Pascal in it, that'd be great.
Right. I think it'd be really simple for them to do something like that. Work with mu movie magic.
Thing I was very happy with about season three, though, this is something that the Spider-Man movies suffer from, is the unmasking,
Yeah.
especially Spider-Man three. Like every second, whenever Venom needed to talk, his skin would come back and you would see Topher Grace, and then Tobey Maguire would get beat up and his mask is just like torn up. And I get it, the movie studios have spent $20 million on Tobey Maguire, they're gonna want to see Tobey Maguire up on the screen. But at the same time, I want to see Spider-Man. I want to see this costume. So I like that season three held back and it was Mandalorian the entire time. He didn't take his mask off. I felt like that was true to the character, and it's just a cool piece of armor. I don't like when they take their helmet off and take it back on.
The only time I really wish they should have taken the helmet off was at the end when he's on the homestead putting his feet up and Grogu's playing in the foreground. I think they should have done that. I'm sure they could have digitally put his face on somebody's head if they, wanted to. But I think that's the one part that really missed on the end of season three. Because it's sort of him semi-retiring or whatever. And taking care of Grogu.
My gut says that this would be something like season two, episode one, The Gunslinger, when they have this whole big battle with the dragon. What's it called? Why am I having a brain fart?
The Krayt Dragon?
Krayt Dragon, thank you. I mean, that was pretty cinematic. That was a little bit longer than normal, and that was a Jon Favreau directed episode. So I think this might be like an extended episode. I don't want people to think, I mean, there's a good chance it's going to be an extended episode. I don't want anybody to think it's going to push the mythology forward. However,
However,
I did see another rumor, and again, I don't like reporting rumors, but it was all a mess in December, and both things were true at the same time. There is a rumor that this will kick off a new trilogy, that this will be the first one, Filoni's will be the second one, and then there's a third surprise one. However, if this doesn't do well and Filoni's doesn't do well, it's just going to be those two movies. They're not going to make it a trilogy.
well, I hope they do. It's Filoni. It's got to do well. We'll go see it. I'll go see it.
Well, of course we're gonna go see it. I mean, is Darth Vader's lightsaber red? Of course, we're gonna see it.
Yes.
But I think this could be a big event. I think they hinted at the Mythosaur. So, will Bo-Katan say, "Hey, I need your help for a second," and then he's riding a Mythosaur at the end of the movie. I mean, that would be pretty cinematic, and that'd be a great way to qualify it for a big release on the screen. Invest some more money into special effects.
Yeah, I mean,
Or,
what? Yeah, go ahead.
well, go ahead.
No, I was gonna ask, what are your thoughts? I mean, we're already kind of in the movie, so I mean, what would you like to see in the movie? I mean, besides the Mythosaur or
Well, my two thoughts is that it's going to be something like I just said, like a standalone episode.
right.
However, if they're going to kick off a new trilogy, I think I'd want this to be, like I was saying last week, more personal and more insular, yet have some consequence in the larger galaxy. So I think it would be something akin to John Wick, where the Empire comes back for revenge. They know where the Mandalorian is and they steal Grogu or something like that. So it's him the entire movie trying to get back Grogu. I know we've seen that over and over again. I mean, that was basically season two of The Mandalorian. But that would be a nice way to introduce the threat of the Empire, introduce new threats in the Empire, explore the Shadow Council a little bit more, maybe call, maybe it's well, I can't do that if we're going to lead into season four. I was thinking at the end of Back to the Future 2, there's only one person who can help me, and it's Luke Skywalker. It would be cool to see Han Solo have Alden Ehrenreich come back as Han Solo. I don't know. I never dreamt that we would get a sequel to Return of the Jedi, and we got that in The Mandalorian. But
I never
now we're
thought of it
getting
that
it.
way.
Now we're getting it on the big screen, and if the rumors are true, again, I don't like rumors, but Dave Filoni is doing a loosely based version of Heir to the Empire for his movie. So.
It could all lead into it, man.
In conclusion, that's what I would like.
I guess I think what's going to happen, at least in my head canon, is yeah, I think it'll be you'll have Din Djarin will talk to, is it Carson Greva? The
Carson Teva.
Carson Teva, because
You
when
just combined Greef Karga and Carson
I sure did, didn't I?
Teva.
I
Yeah.
suck at names. So when you hear me say, "Hey, dude, guy, buddy," he'll be talking to him and getting bounties and stuff. So he'll be, I think it'll be a little bit of a bounty hunter, you know, buddy comedy with Grogu and Din Djarin. Maybe this is the buddy comedy we've been wanting. It's not the one we've been wanting, but it's the one we're gonna get type situation.
Yeah.
And then I think it'll take a dark turn, like you're saying. Either run into the Empire or run into somebody that steals Grogu, or somebody will come calling, you know. And then you'll have then it'll take a turn, and then it'll either leave on a cliffhanger, which will lead into season four of The Mandalorian, or it'll be, you know, very closed in. I mean, you've got so many options that you can pull from for this movie. Because you do have, you know, you've got all the Rebels characters back in, you've got Thrawn, you've got Luke Skywalker, you like you say, and you can pull in Han Solo, you could pull in Chewbacca, so I mean the world is basically open for this movie. But I think it's gonna end up being a buddy comedy, truthfully, I think, with some kind of dark turn in it.
I think they should refrain from using the Rebels characters. I mean, the title is The Mandalorian and Grogu. I think if they were to appear, it would be more of a support role, like I need your help kind of situation. But those characters haven't met yet. So I don't know if that would make sense in this movie, to be honest. I think, yeah.
I mean, because Carson Teva knows Hera, so maybe that could lead into something. But you just, I.
Because I don't want it to be like Independence Day when there's 12 different plot lines going on at the same time. You've got your president, you've got your yes, Jeff Goldblum, yes. You've got all these different storylines, and the movie's called Mandalorian and Grogu, so let's focus on them.
What they've already taken like the is it the tiger or the what was the Japanese version, the Japanese inspired, it was inspired by like
What are you talking about?
the Grogu, the Mandalorian is inspired
Oh,
by like
it's
some kind
like
of
the
Japanese,
wolf and cub or something.
yeah, something like that. Have they used all of that information up? I mean, is it something that they can pull? I have no clue. I don't, I
I have
didn't.
no clue either.
I mean, excuse me. Maybe they can. Maybe it's time to figure out what those what those are all about, and we can, you know, see where Dave or Jon Favreau is doing this. Maybe see where they're going.
Maybe they can be inspired by Rebel Moon and make an adaptation of that.
There you go, Rebel Moon or the creator. I think it's gonna be a rehash of stuff we've already seen, but there's only so many ideas out there. You know, it's like music. There's eight notes. They're going to repeat sometime or another.
Yeah, I think one philosopher said there's no new name under the sun.
Right.
But.
Yeah, I just want some good content. Like I've always said, I think it'll be a good movie. Jon Favreau, I don't think, has he ever failed on anything?
Define failure. I mean, Zathura didn't hit. He directed that Lion King, the live action one. I think the issue with that Lion King was that it was too real and it wasn't fun. And when you get the I Can't Wait to Be King sequence in the animated, or the original one, I should say, the hand-drawn one, that was fun. It looked cool. Like, all these characters don't need to look like real lions. They could have some stylistic choices too. I mean, the imagination is no, it's not limited.
Right. Well, to be fair, has any of the re Disney remakes done good?
Some of them have the earlier ones. I think people are starting to get a little tired of them.
Yeah.
I think the attitude that it's hand-drawn animation, it's an animated movie, we should look down on it and remake it is a poor choice.
Gotcha.
A lot of these things are timeless classics, and like, why remake Lady and the Tramp when you've got the original version of Lady and the Tramp or Pinocchio or whatever the case may be?
Right. I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see. What do we got? Like 2 years, 3 years, something like that?
Yeah. Well, they didn't have a date. It just said
Oh,
it was
okay.
going into production this year. I don't know if that means it's going to film by the end of the year or what. It only takes a year for them to produce the show and get it out and released, it seems like.
Right.
So I would say late 2025, though. I did hear some, where did I hear that from? There was some rumbling that they wanted to bring Star Wars back to May. Like, May, Memorial Day weekend is Star Wars weekend.
Right.
And they want to end it, like, they want to engage the fans, and the fans want to go on Memorial Day. So there was some talk that they're probably going to do that. They're going to release it during Memorial Day. So maybe Memorial Day 2026.
Wow. That's a long way off.
It might be the first movie released too, out of all of these, all
Right.
four of them. I just want it on the big screen, and I want great action figures. Like, that's the other thing. Like, we're getting older and it's aging out, but I see a lot of those, the Mission Fleet figures are just going on clearance. I don't see those moving. Yeah, I just feel like I want something to reinvigorate the line. I want something to push collecting again. I want to be able to have my options to buy whatever I want and not be forced to buy another repaint.
Right.
I
Well,
want
I
new
think,
stuff.
yeah. Well, I think Lego's going to end up being that in the forefront because that's all my grandson wants is Legos. He doesn't want 3 3/4. He wants Legos. So maybe that's going to be the thing to do. But yeah, the Mission Fleet stuff, it just sits there.
And I
It
don't.
feels like everything's sitting there, and I don't know if it's just because like I said earlier, Walmart's holding on to their product for too long and Target wants to get rid of it. But I mean, you go to Target and the Paz Vizsla, the Sabine, the Tusken Raider, those are all shelf warmers, the deluxe figures. But anywho, let's get back to our topic.
Well,
Go
I
ahead.
don't. Let me just finish this up. I don't understand how they can invest so much money into Mission Fleet and launch a line, but we can't get new figures. We have to get repaints over and over again.
Is it a different, that's still all Hasbro. Maybe it's a different division of Hasbro.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe that's with it being a preschool line, they have more money. Or maybe they're easier to produce.
Maybe.
Well, let's, it is. I mean, no, dude, I get you because they did all the Mission Fleet. Then when the Jedi Adventure, Junior Jedi Adventures or whatever came out, they released a whole new line for that, which quickly went on clearance. I mean, within 6 months is on clearance. And they were kind of hard to find for a little bit. The Young
And
Jedi Adventures, that's what I was talking about.
that's what I'm hoping with the new movie when that comes out, that it'll be, everybody likes The Mandalorian. I see people who've never watched a Star Wars movie like The Mandalorian. I'm hoping the movie will get people reinvigorated into the franchise, that'll breathe some new life into it, and that people will buy more action figures, or at least they'll produce more, and kids will get excited for it. Hey, I want the Mandalorian action figure. I want Grogu. That's my hope from the movie,
Yeah,
in
it'd be
addition
nice.
to getting a great movie.
Right. We want more toys, damn it.
So, I mean, Favreau directed Elf, and he directed Iron Man. He's got some great highs, and he's also got some Zathura's and Lion King. He also did The Jungle Book, which was a billion-dollar earner. So he's got some great movies there. He did Chef, which is a great independent movie. He did that after Iron Man 2. Chef was a great movie. He wrote and directed that. That was a passion project about him and owning a food truck and
Okay, yeah, I've
making a
seen bits and
relationship with
pieces of
his son.
yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of that one where it's like it's on in the background type thing.
Yeah.
Dave Filoni's the kind of actor, not Dave Filoni, Jon Favreau. When I see him in a movie, I'll stop and at least see what's going on. Just to see what he's done or see what he's doing. Because it, and also when you see like old Jon Favreau in movies, you're just like, what's he doing? Whoa, wait a minute. Yeah, it was funny
He's
because we were watching Elf and my wife had never really like she it's been the same thing where it's in the background. She's never sat down and watched it. And then like I'm like, yeah, John. She's like, Jon Favreau directed this. And I'm like, yeah. And then he shows up and I'm like, there he is, playing the doctor. So it
Yeah.
anytime he's sort of like Stan Lee, when he does something, he's got to show up in it.
And he's like us,
Oh,
like
and Quentin Tarantino. Mandy's yelling Quentin Tarantino. Does the
was
same thing.
that
If Quentin, he does the same thing. Quentin, he has a cameo in everything. If Quentin Tarantino is in it, does a movie, he has a cameo in it.
was he in Inglourious Basterds?
Probably, I don't remember seeing it,
So
but
that was one of my favorite Tarantino movies.
yeah.
But
That,
anyways,
yeah.
yeah, Favreau is a dependable, in my opinion. Did you see, have you watched What If?
The new version. I don't, didn't they
Yeah,
just come out
season
with this?
two.
I haven't seen
He's
season two yet.
he stars in Happy Saves Christmas, I think it's called. And it's a take on Die Hard, but with all the Avengers. It's probably my favorite thing. And it stars Jon Favreau. He returns as Happy Hogan.
Is and it's animated though, right?
Yeah,
Okay.
it's a
I'll have to
computer.
watch that. I the yeah, we're on like a For All Mankind binge right now. We and I haven't really. I know there's other stuff coming out, but you just forget what's out. We started watching Echo, which is pretty good. Started watching that last night. I think we're two episodes into that. But yeah, I have to watch What If. I keep, like I said, man, there's just so much stuff out there. You don't know. You forget.
Yeah, that's another problem. Too much content, and it's spread out on too many different platforms. Some that I don't have. It's like, I want to
Right.
watch this. Well, I don't have that, so I can't watch it.
Yeah, that's it's not like the olden days where it was all on cable and you just programmed your VCR or DVR to record it.
Yeah.
And when you went to watch something, you flipped through your DVR to see what you had. It's definitely a different world, but yeah, you're right. The stuff being on 20 different streaming services does not help.
Nope.
All right, so
Anyways.
anyways, we've talked about the Grogu movie, which we think is going to be a buddy comedy with, or I think it's going to be a buddy comedy with a dark twist somewhere in there. Buddy cop comedy. I think that's what we're going to get, or something, because Grogu is cute. You got to make it funny to make the little kids come in. What are you wanting to see? So if they're doing a Mandalorian, that's probably not going to be Mandalorian season four. If they're going to do a Mandalorian season four, what are you looking forward to? What do you think? What do you want? What do you want to see in Mandalorian season four? Or do you
Yeah, I
want me to
think.
go first?
No, go ahead. I know what you're going to say, but go ahead. Get it over with. Rip the Band-Aid off.
I want more Mandalorians. I want to see Bo-Katan take the. I think Bo-Katan's going to take the reign of it. I know I've been saying it for forever, but I think Bo-Katan's going to take the reign, and it'll be a Bo-Katan focused show. Darksaber's done unless she finds the dark crystal, the power Kyber crystal to remake it. But I think it'll be her rising to power, and you're going to get Grogu in it. I think you're still going to get the Mandalorian wrapped up in that too. And then I think you're going to get, well, hopefully, maybe we'll get some Boba Fett. She'll need to go back to Boba Fett and get his help because doesn't he kind of owe her one a little bit? Maybe.
Yeah, I want to see Boba Fett in the movie. Bring him back.
In the Grogu movie,
Yeah. Because they're friends.
I think you're really okay. Going back to that Grogu movie real quick, it's gonna have to be very kid friendly, because the parents are going to be like, oh, there's a baby movie, there's a Grogu movie, let's take my kids. So it's definitely going to have to be kid friendly. So back to Mandalorian season four. I think it's going to be sort of it's going to be world building again, a little bit for the Mandalorians.
Yeah, I think I want it to be a personal story. I don't want it to be filler. You really have to push the Mandalorian. I do think it's silly that Mandalorian is trying to make Grogu a foundling. Like, there's only so much that he's going to be able to do because of his height.
Yeah,
So I would
that's
like to wrap that up a little bit.
yeah.
That would be my only critique. Yeah, I mean, bring back Bo-Katan. I think the Mythosaur, like I was saying before, I feel like I might be circling something there where that seems like it'd be cinematic and a great candidate for TV. Like, maybe the Empire's come back and has
Maybe.
struck. Well, I mean,
No, they are building up to that with in the
when I say they're
Mandalorian.
back, they're the threat. They're no longer in the shadow. That's what I mean when they're back and they attack the Mandalore. And Bo-Katan goes to the Mandalorian for help. The Mandalorian goes and says, "Okay, I'll help." And they go back to the planet. And the Mandalorian Din is riding the Mythosaur, attacking the Empire, making him the true leader of the Mandalorians, because that's what the legend says. So that would get rid of the whole Darksaber thing. Like, okay, but Bo-Katan never rode the Mythosaur,
Right.
or maybe vice versa, she's riding it and she's in charge now. Whatever the case may be, I do want to see it.
Right. And then maybe instead of getting the Rebels twist in the movie, we're going to get the Rebels twist in season four of The Mandalorian, because I think you've got to, because now with Sabine and Ahsoka being on the second planet, on the planet, you've got to have stuff happening in the known universe too. And they've proven that they don't care. They'll put two or three episodes in, take you out of whatever's happening and show you stuff over here. They've done it in several different things. You know,
Posters.
and huh?
Posters are here.
Yay. Make sure he doesn't drop it down Mount Wasoko.
Oh, he's backing up.
Uh-oh.
Don't take that thing down my street, my driveway.
Oh, is it a big UPS truck?
It's a big UPS truck. He stopped, so it's just a small box. It's not a big thing,
Well,
but
that's what, yeah, like with my swag, I don't know why, but this FedEx guy, he'll drive down my driveway, so I have no clue what he's in. And I'm like, dude, I hope you don't have to bring in a big ass truck down my driveway.
yeah, Amazon did that this week, and they're not supposed to do that. But anyways.
So where were we at? Yeah, I think Rebel and Rebel season. I think we're going to get another mismatch of stuff in Mandalorian season four, and I think it'll be renamed the Mandalorians or something. But I think because they've already proven it, and we're going to get Rebels mixed in. I think we're going to get at least a Hera mention or a Hera sighting with the Ghost and Chopper. I want more Ghost. I want more Chopper. Chopper, the whole thing was so
Sabine will be
dis.
on next week.
She will be.
That's
I
why
want
I
more
say
Chopper, dude, because Chopper was you when you saw him on stage at Celebration, he was so animated, and then you see him in Ahsoka, and it looks like the shark from Jaws, where they had trouble with him and they couldn't do anything. And he was very static for the whole episode, for the whole season.
it'd be cool if you got a new ship to fit in the N1 Starfighter.
Something's gotta happen with that. Or at least put it on top, or because how the hell are you going to bounty hunt in that ship? And that's been the main concern.
Well, he's
I
not bounty
did,
hunting.
right. Oh, well, he will be in Mandalorian and Grogu, I think. I did go back to Hallmark and pick up the N1 Starfighter for 70% off.
Okay.
Yeah, so because I know
Have
when
to.
I checked, and I have the yellow one, so I needed the Grogu one, the Mandalorian one, to sit with it.
All right, I'll have to go. I have to go now. No, I'm joking.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Smuggler's Galaxy podcast.
Well, we have to record another
I
episode.
know we do. So what do you so let's hit so we're done with Mandalorian season four. What we're thinking?
Yeah.
What about Ahsoka
I don't.
season two?
I mean, I'd be frustrated if. So obviously, Ahsoka and Sabine are going to go follow Baylan to figure out what was going on there. But I'd be frustrated if it's Ezra trying to find a way to get them all back, because that's basically what the first season was. It's just flipped now.
Well, they have to figure out a way to, going back to Mandalorian season four, they have to figure out a way for the Mandalorians to not be there when the New Order or First Order comes back.
Yeah.
So what if the Mandalorians go help? And they're off doing that mission.
And they're finding a new Mandalore in another universe.
I don't know if they go that far, but
We'll see. I'm
yeah.
excited. There's plenty of options.
I think that I want to see, I need to see a reunion. I need to see all four of them on screen together. I need to see Zeb, Hera, Sabine, and Ezra and Chopper on screen together in one shot.
Yeah.
And then maybe at that point you can have the Ghost of Kanan.
Also, also remember, we never got the big three in the sequel trilogy, so there's a chance that we're not going to get that in the movie too.
Yeah, I don't think we will, but it'd be nice.
All right.
I'd like to
It
see
would
a
be
little bit
nice, but
more
I
of
just want to
that.
temper your expectations, because you're going to be let down if they don't all show up together.
I'm gonna be let down anyway, no matter what, because as much as I love that Ahsoka season, it there were some letdowns in it.
Because the focus of the movie might not even be Ahsoka. It might be Heir to the Empire. It might be Luke Skywalker. Who knows?
Oh.
Who knows? I'm just saying, like, I'm just trying to,
Oh yeah,
like,
that's
there's.
right. You've got freaking Thrawn that's on Dathomir. What's going to happen with that? You got to figure all that out too.
Yeah.
So you've got three things coming up that you could put that in.
I mean, it'd be cool if Thrawn cloned Obi-Wan Kenobi and we got Ewan McGregor back as the Jorce Saboth character. Just a
Oh.
crazy, crazy Ewan McGregor against Luke Skywalker.
Oh my God. That'd be great. That would be crazy.
Sky's the limit. I'm sure in Filoni we trust, and Favreau we trust, so
And
I
we can
do
get
have.
Mara Jade back, man. But she'd be old and decrepit by this point, wouldn't she? No, she wouldn't in Mandalorian. She would be in Ahsoka.
Yeah. I do have a panel announcement that I wanted to share. Oh, where's my wife going? This
She's
is the
going
big
to
one, the
get the
one that we've been
stuff.
waiting for my entire life. What?
She's going to get
What'd
the
you say?
stuff, the posters. Or is
No,
she
it's
leaving
they were
in the car?
delivered. She's going up. She's doing a drive or something. She's probably getting food for my daughter's 14th birthday party today. Every month leading up to Rogue Fun, we'll be unveiling a panel scheduled for the event. This month, we're excited to announce authors of Star Wars action figure collecting books. This one we've known about for a couple months, so it's exciting and it's a little weird to be able to share it. The Vintage Collection Archive Edition chronicles one of Hasbro's most popular toy lines of popular lines of 3.75-inch Star Wars action figures, the Vintage Collection. It was written and photographed in Georgia, inspired by and serving as a spiritual successor to Stephen J. Sansweet's The Star Wars Action Figure Archive, the preeminent collecting reference guide released in 1999, and its 2012 follow-up, Star Wars: The Ultimate Action Figure Collection. Authors Rich Allott, Paul Harrison, and Stephen Sansweet will discuss the process of creating a collecting book from conception to release, share anecdotes from the production process, and offer their lessons learned in making a must-have action figure encyclopedias. So Stephen Sansweet will be partying with us at Rogue Fun, hanging out all weekend. It's going to be a blast. Rich Allott is the co-founder of Blue Milk, the Atlanta-based publisher of Star Wars, the Vintage Collection Archive Edition. Allott is also the author of the book and its principal photographer. Previously, he served as a brand manager for Temashi Nations, the premium label from Bandai Japan for collectors aged 15 and up, working on such lines as SH Figure Arts, Misho Movie Realization, Manga Realization, and the Soul of Chogokin. I always get that messed up. I've introduced them like three times, and I always mess up the Soul of Chogokin. I think I I think I got
Does
that.
he just wait for you to mess that up?
I'm sure now he does. I have to like phonetically spell it out when I do it. But Paul Harrison is a news and features editor, reviewer, coordinator, and events correspondent for JediTempleArchives.com, the internet's most extensive Star Wars review database and visual index. He has written and edited several Star Wars related books, including the Star Wars Ultimate Action Figure Collection by Steve Sansweet and the Vintage Collection Archive Edition. So, yes, he did help with the TVC book. And then finally, because I'm exhausted from reading all this, Steven Sansweet is the executive chairman and founder of Rancho Obi-Wan, the publicly supported nonprofit museum in Petaluma, California, that houses the world's largest Star Wars memorabilia collection, as certified by the Guinness World Records in 2024. Sansweet served as the director of content management and head of fan relations during this time at Lucasfilm between 1996 and 2011. He has written and co-authored 19 books, 17 on Star Wars, including the Star Wars Vault, the 1.2 million word complete Star Wars Encyclopedia, Star Wars 1000 Collectibles, Memorabilia and Stories from the Galaxy Far, Far Away, and Star Wars The Ultimate Action Figure Collection. If you are coming to this panel, if you have a ticket to Rogue Fun, we recommend you bring a large poster tube, 36 inches, for the panel giveaway. I'm done. I'm done. It's a big one. It's something we've been excited about. We've known about this for a while. And I'm so happy to share that Steven Sansweet, Paul Harrison, and Rich will be presenting this panel exclusively at Rogue Fun.
Yeah, it could be a good time. So, sorry if you don't have tickets.
Sorry.
Should have got them. Hey, we even were surprised it sold out.
Oh, I got more reading to do. Thank you for
Uh-oh.
listening to the Smuggler's Galaxy podcast. If you could, please leave a like and a five-star review of the show anywhere you listen to podcasts. It really helps us out and points people to our show. Follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Send us an email or message us. We'd love feedback and we'd love to make you part of the show. Our email address is smugglersgalaxy@gmail.com. Thank you to Alfonso Riviera for the Smuggler's Galaxy logo. And thank you to Levi Waterhouse for the music. People, collect for the love of it. Hashtag vote with your wallet. Sabine will be on next week. Pass on what you've learned. Be a positive force in the collecting community. This is the way.
This is the way.